Welcome to Stronger Than Failure, where we provide you with in-depth interviews with entrepreneurs on their struggles, victories, goals, and how they got started. We also give you the best tips, hacks, and information on sales, network marketing, credit, and mindset mastery. Now, here's your host, entrepreneur and author, Danny Cole.
What's up, Stronger Nation, and welcome back to another episode of Stronger Than Failure, your home for motivation, personal growth, and entrepreneurship. I am your host, Danny Cole. And always, folks, we want to say thank you. We appreciate you for tuning in. Thank you for being part of the family, because without you, we will not have anything. That's only with you, and because of you, we have what we have. And so with that being said, if you like this show or any show that we have done in the past, please make sure you tell everybody about it, because everyone deserves to be part of the family. Because everyone is stronger than failure. And if you like this show or missed a show from the past or want to replay a show that you liked, go to strongerthanfailure.com, click on podcast, and listen to one of the shows. We've got everything archived there. Also, you've got the apparel. Go to strongerthanfailure.com, click on apparel, and you can go through the new clothing line we've got out. Guaranteed you'll find one of the shirts that you love for Stronger Than Failure. So you got everything right there. All right, folks.
If you like aviation, flight, traveling, bodybuilding, entrepreneurship, then you are going to love our guest today. Our guest today is CEO of the performance coaching company Fueled by Grit, Sierra Lund. Sierra is a Southern California native turned Georgia local. She is a former bodybuilder turned CrossFit athlete. Along with her business and training, her passion is aviation. If she's not in the office or at the gym, check the sky and you'll find her. So without further ado, folks, Sierra, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, I've been following you for a while. I get motivated. I always see like pictures of you in the sky flying everywhere. You showing off those big guns when you're out on vacation. I was like, I've got to have her on the show.
You know, those flexing pictures really get people.
It does. I was like, man, this little girl is built. I like it.
So, thank you.
Okay, well, see, I'm going to let our listeners know, like, who you are, a little bit about you real quick.
Well, like you said, I'm originally from Southern California, but I've been in Georgia for, 10 years now. 10 years now, this year, actually. I love it here. I own a business called Fueled by Grit. We have an amazing team. I am not a trainer, but we have awesome trainers that work with me that I absolutely love to work with. Other than that, I like to do CrossFit and Olympic lifting on my free time. And when I'm not doing that, I'm definitely flying. That's about it. I think that covers most of it.
It does. It sounds like you are busy and everything you do is like action packed. I love that.
Yeah. One for adrenaline, I guess.
Oh yeah. Without a doubt. Now tell me, so you were a bodybuilder and then you turned CrossFit athlete?
Yeah. So I was a bodybuilder for 2 years. Long story short, I got extremely sick bodybuilding, switched to CrossFit. I love CrossFit. I really enjoyed my time bodybuilding. I learned a lot about myself. I thought it was a really solid foundation to go transfer over into a more performance-based sport. And I'm loving what I'm doing now and constantly pushing myself in the gym. So that's exciting.
Nice. Let's see here. Hold on. Darren, the sound engineer right now, there's a lot of feedback kind of going on the phone. So you think you got that taken care of for us. All right, now, the company, the performance coaching, the Fueled by Grit, how did that get started?
Oh, man. I was probably 12. He's from California as well. And you know, we didn't talk for like 4 years. We actually connected because we both had a stalker, And we posted something. I posted something on my Instagram about the note on my car was not funny. So if it was one of my friends, please stop. And she reached out and was like, no way, I've had the same thing happen to me. We got to talking and realized that we were both pretty unhappy with going the conventional route, but didn't really know what route to take. And at the time, he was going on track to be a nurse. So he knew that he wanted to help people, and I knew that I wanted to help people in some way or fashion. He just decided he wanted to help people stay healthy rather than help them after they're sick get healthy. For me, I wanted to be a Navy pilot my whole life. I just wanted to be a fighter pilot, really, and ended up couldn't do that. You have to have really good eyesight to do that, and you've got to be a certain height, and unfortunately, neither of those were really working for me.
What eyesight you got to have to be a fighter pilot? I'm curious.
You got to be able to correct to 20/20, and unfortunately, my eyesight doesn't correct to 20/20, but in another life, that's what I would be doing. But I was on the track to be a pilot for the airlines, and really just decided that I wanted to do something a little more unconventional, that was a little more fulfilling to me. Long story short, we decided to partner up, started a business called Third Eye Performance, where we were both just personal trainers, and that was our first company. We made a lot of shifts, and now we're at Fueled by Grit, where we have amazing trainers. I've realized that I don't really enjoy the training part, but more so enjoy the business side of things. So I'm definitely now in a role where I can thrive, and he's in a role where he can thrive. And now we're just happy growing what we're supposed to actually be doing.
That's awesome. I love that. Now, I got a couple of questions. One about the business aspect, but first, I want to ask you, so you started the first company. What did y'all learn from there? Because I've had companies in the past, businesses that I've had, where they've done well at first, and then, boom, they just, the bottom fell out, and then it was kind of a failure as far as that business goes. So I learned a lot from it, moving on to the business that I have now. So what did you learn from that first business, and what made you go to the second one that you took with you, and how did you improve that?
Oh man, it's actually a really funny story. So, it was a sore subject for a while, but now we can laugh at it. So like I said, Ethan and I were both just personal trainers. I was really unfulfilled as a personal trainer. As much as I would love to be a one-on-one coach to people, my passion is more in the business side of things, and it's a really hard business to scale. My business partner is way better with the training and programming anyway. So I wasn't really happy doing that. But he was really loving it, had a couple clients, and we ended up getting in touch with this business coach of sorts, that wanted to do a program with us for business people. Like a fitness program that he can provide to his, clientele. And, we spent a lot of money and time on this program. I flew out to California. We went to go do this like whole launch for it and ended up just backing out at the last minute. We pulled out because we just realized our morals really weren't aligned with his, and we would rather lose the money and the time that we spent on that than lose our reputation. So ended up that was kind of the end of Third Eye Performance. But on that trip, we decided that we really wanted to hone in on how to really scale our business, and two, I think we're so upset at what had happened to us that weekend that we were really motivated to be successful and stop just being kind of mediocre in the training industry.
I'm sorry to hear about laughing when you went out there, but that really says a lot about who y'all are and y'all's character and what you care about, what you're putting out there for, you know, your clients. Because, yeah, like I said, if you dumped a lot of money into it and time and then just kind of wiped your hands and walked away, again, that shows that you will be successful in whatever you're going to do, because if not, you're putting everybody, something else more before yours or your clients. You're putting everybody else first.
Right. And, you know, me or Ethan, we really wouldn't trade that experience for anything. One, because now it's a really funny story that we get to tell our friends and family. And two, we learned a lot from it. And we learned that we really value the morals of our company before just making a quick dollar. And we shifted our whole business model, one, into a whole new business, but two, into something that we can really grow and thrive in. So, you know, it was worth the loss, I guess.
That's how you learn lessons, as far as lots of money and butt whoopers and lashes. The two best ways to learn lessons.
Right. We definitely learned some good lessons there.
Now, I want you to tell our listeners, know, good by grit, a lot more about what it is. And then I want to ask you some more, you know, business aspects of, you know, how you're growing the business and what you're doing there. But let them know what it is, like how they can, you know, get on there and find you and link up with you.
Cool. So Fueled by Grit, we have a new product out actually called Freedom Fit. So it's an all mobile or desktop-based personal training platform. So you get a ton of really amazing training programs from body weight to hotel gym to full gym. We've got an awesome foundations course coming out. We've got a course for golfers coming out pretty soon. Really, our vision for it is to have a program for everyone. So no matter what you're interested in, you can kind of find it and you can experiment with your fitness while you're on there too. But it's, like I said, all mobile and on the desktop. There's also nutrition coaching. You also have an awesome community of people that you can go to that are working on the same goals that you are. You could talk to your trainers on there. So we're really just trying to build the Freedom Fit community up right now into something that can really help people. So if you want to learn more about Freedom Fit, it's just fueledbygrit.com, or you can follow us at fueledbygrit_ on Instagram.
That's awesome. Yeah, I went on that earlier, looking at everything and looking at what you had to offer. So a couple of things. So y'all have, you know, when they sign up for the different programs, do they get like a personal coach to go along with that, or is that something extra, or how does that there work?
So our two head coaches are Justin and Stephanie. So we actually have a close Facebook group that our clients will be accepted into. There's going to be Facebook Lives in that Facebook group for you to watch and kind of communicate with your trainers and ask questions that you've had throughout the week. Other than that, you can message them on the app or through email or on the actual Facebook community. And that's really their main point of contact. But it's definitely Justin and Stephanie really behind it all. We wanted to make sure that although it was an online training platform, it wasn't something that's just automated. There are real people behind there that are helping you and walking with you along the way.
And so that's one thing that I really loved about this was that it is mobile. You can do it on the phone or laptop, like you said. If you're a business owner, a busy entrepreneur, or just someone that's always on the go, you can do this anywhere. And
right,
you can have a coach that, like you said, you can get in contact with. They're there for you. So that is awesome. I love that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's what we're trying. We just wanted people to really understand that, you know, as automated as things are today, we are still here as real people there for them, you know.
Having that personal touch, yeah, that's important, I think.
Right.
Now, so as far as like the business aspect, like this is what you love. So how do you scale the business and grow the business? Like, and how are you promoting? Like, what are the things that you're doing to expand on all that?
So we actually are building our ambassador team, which I'm really excited about. So we've got 4 ambassadors right now. A couple of them are pilots, which I'm super excited about because that's another industry that I'm really involved in. And when we were making this, I wanted to be sure that I had that community in mind too. So that's why we added the hotel gym programming first, just so that people had the option, because, you know, all of my friends really travel a lot, whether they own businesses or they fly for a living. And then we have a stuntman that we actually just brought on yesterday. So I'm super excited to get him on. But really just building this community of ambassadors is something that I'm working on right now, working with small businesses, just cross promoting with them is something that we're really starting to do now as well, especially in our community, because we want to help businesses that are in our community really grow. And then your normal like running ads and really just providing value on the front end. So if you follow us on Instagram, we're not going to try to sell you something. We're probably just going to give you some good advice, whether it's Mindset Monday or today we did a hump day workout. So you got a little glute burner to add to the end of your workout if you wanted to. So really my whole goal with things is to provide as much value up front to people as I possibly can and as we possibly can. And that will really pay off in the end.
That's awesome. And that's what it's all about. Like you said, giving them the, you know, up front, giving them the value, showing them what they can get from everything and then delivering. So that's perfect. Now, you talk about aviation, and, you know, before we got on the interview, you said you've been doing that since, I think, 2014. So, like, what are, as far as, I know we're changing gears real quick, but I kind of want to hear about this. What have you been doing in the aviation field?
Man, so I've actually grew up around airplanes, so I've been around airplanes my whole life, but my dad and I started flying together around 2014. And I got my pilot's license in 2016. And before that, it was a big Atlantis story or a big story in aviation. I actually lost my engine as a student pilot and landed it on a golf course.
No way.
Yeah, it was a crazy.
That had to be like incredibly scary. Like, what happened there?
Not really. I didn't really have much time to be scared. I lost it right after takeoff. My engine swallowed a valve. So basically, it was just my engine was eating itself from the inside out, and there's just a catastrophic engine failure. And the first place I got to land was the golf course. So I landed on the golf course, walked away from it. It was a crazy experience. It was actually like 2 weeks after Harrison Ford landed on the golf course. So I think the coolest thing that came out of that was I got to meet Harrison Ford and talk to him about our similar experiences. but
that is pretty cool. You're like my new hero right now.
Oh man. But yeah, it was a crazy experience. And that was actually one of the experiences that kind of shifted where I wanted my life to go. After that, it kind of got crazy. I started getting interviewed all sorts of places for aviation, on the news and everything. And I realized I really like, you know, talking to people. And I don't know. I really like that aspect of being able to share what I was passionate about with other people. So even though it's super awkward in interviews and probably super awkward in interviews still, hopefully I'm getting better. But I really liked being able to share what I was passionate about with people that might not understand it. And another thing I was passionate about was fitness and health. So I think I got into what I'm doing right now, probably a little bit because of that experience.
Wow. That's pretty awesome. I mean, it's kind of scary that you went through that, but that you, like you said, you didn't even get fearful. You weren't afraid. You just handled the situation. And a lot of times when people go through situations like that, kind of, you know, I guess, you know, kind of near death, so to speak, it kind of shows them what's really important in life. And so you're kind of following your goal because of all that and helping a lot of other people get better life, get better health. And as you and I both know, you know, the better health you got, you know, anxiety decreases or goes away, stress goes away, drops your cholesterol, your, you know, all like the negative stuff, and then increases your confidence. So what you're doing, yeah, is helping a lot of people out. So I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I'm really happy to be doing what I'm doing. And now I get to fly Sun airplanes. So I'm not too mad about that either.
Nice. Now, how long does it take you to, like, I got a buddy of mine doing, he wants to get his pilot license right now. So he's going to classes and things. Like, how long does it take you to get your pilot license?
It depends on how fast you want to work at it. The minimum, I think, is 40 hours. People usually get their license around 60 hours, and then you're able to fly a single engine airplane in the daytime in good weather. But it's a really awesome experience. And it's a really awesome experience. So if anyone's ever thinking about getting their pilot's license, just go to your nearest airport, find a CSI, and just take an intro flight lesson and just see if you want to do it, because it's really incredible.
Seems like it would be. Actually, the pictures that I see you post online on social media, it just looks freeing. You know what I mean? Just being in the air like that all the time.
It is. It's always kind of been a passion of mine, again, since I was super little. So it's kind of a dream come true to be able to do it and do it every day and share it with the people I love. So can't complain.
No, not at all. That sounds like an amazing life.
It is.
Right. I think I might have the answer to this right here, but let me ask, whenever you get overwhelmed, because you got a lot going on with aviation, with the business, with working out, just everything you got going on in life, when you get overwhelmed and then focused, what do you do to kind of reset?
You know what? I fly and then I go work out. I know. It's probably, other than that, I really don't know. I love playing music, so maybe I'll pick up my guitar and play a little bit, but other than that, really, I just go up and watch a nice sunset at 1500 feet, and then I go lift some heavy weights and take a nice nap maybe, and then wake up and get ready to work again.
Yeah, well, I'm sure, like a lot of listeners right now, like I am, a little bit jealous that you are living the dream.
I am. I have a pretty incredible life. I can't complain.
That's a blessing.
Yeah, really just getting somewhere where I feel kind of alone and alone with my thoughts. And usually outside works best for me too.
That's awesome. Now, question, like, what do you plan on, be like your business and like with aviation and with Fuel by Groove? What do you see everything being in 5 years?
In 5 years. I would love to be at a place where not only me and my business partner, but also our team are really living fulfilled lives. I think that's one of the main things that drives me. My business partner, his whole passion is really, really helping people, and I super admire that about him and like a mass amount of people. So I would love to have 10,000 people on Freedom Fit and just have this awesome community of people. But also I think the main thing that drives me and my main goal for a year, for 5 years, for 10 years is to really make sure that I take care of our team. I think that's what gets me up and gets me working every day. So I would love to see my team thriving and living lives that they really can't even imagine for themselves yet. And then as far as aviation, I would love to be flying for, or maybe getting into flying for some museum, because I absolutely love flying old warbirds. I haven't really had the experience to do as much of it yet as I would like to. So that's something that I would definitely want to get into. And then I would love to have an extra 300 and go up and do a bunch of aerobatics every day. I don't know if I'd want to do air shows or not, but for my own fun, I'd love to be able to do that. That's really it. And then hopefully be stronger and faster and better than I am right now in the gym.
I love it. So just listening to you, like doing this interview with you right now, is getting me motivated. I'm like, man, what else can I go do right now?
There you go.
Oh, now, so you like flying old warbirds, like the older planes that were fought in wars?
Yeah. Oh my goodness, that's one of my favorite things ever. I'm pretty blessed to have a lot of friends that allow me to fly in and fly their old airplanes. So I would love to get into more of the old warbirds. It's just something that I'm so passionate about. I've always kind of been a history buff, and I also love our country. So I just think it's so cool to sit in a piece of history that, you know, fought for our country and kind of take a step back in time. And I love talking to like old World War II veterans and hear their stories of flying, and pretty incredible. So any chance I get to go talk to them either at an air show or at a museum, I absolutely love doing that. But to be able to keep those flying is something I'm really passionate about and want to get into for sure.
Yeah, cool. So, like, you talk to old war veterans and things like that. Do you have a story that someone told you, like a quick story that really stood out and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe they did this or been through this?
Oh man. I actually got the opportunity to meet Bob Hoover before he passed away. If anyone's into aviation, they probably know who that is. But he was a prisoner of war in World War II and stole an airplane and got to basically a neutral country and stayed there until the end of the war. And it's an incredible story. You can probably look it up on the internet. But that was probably the coolest thing, the coolest person I've ever met for sure. But definitely the coolest story I've ever been told.
That's pretty wild. Yeah, being caught in war, they stole one of their planes and flew away.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's
an incredible person.
Yeah. Goodness. I bet you talk to a lot of people, a lot of cool stories.
Oh, yeah. A lot cooler than me, for sure.
I don't know about that.
I'm trying to build all my stories right now so that when I am in my 80s and 90s, I can tell cool stories too.
There you go. You might want to write them down. You get a lot older, there's going to be so many stories that you're going to have. You're like, hold on, let me get my the laptop out and go through what I've got in here.
I know, right? I'll start keeping a journal.
Now, so like, what is a plane that you have not flown yet that you look forward to or that you want to? Like, what's your main one?
Oh my God. I would love to fly Corsair. That's probably my dream airplane to fly. My dream airplane to own is a P-51 Mustang. But both of those airplanes, I almost just cry like thinking about it. They're so
really
incredible. Yes, they're so amazing. If I had any option of flying any plane ever, it would probably be an F-18, just because I know there's very limited ways that I would get into one of those, not being in the military. So, but realistic goals, definitely Corsair and a P-51 Mustang.
That'd be awesome. I mean, I know I don't know much about planes. I mean, a little bit I've seen online, looked at, but I mean, this is adrenaline pumping when you look at it, when you see you up there and talking about, wanting to be a fighter pilot. That's energy, I mean, just adrenaline pumping through your blood day and night. That's awesome.
I know, right? Jealous of those guys.
We're winding down. I think we got about 1 minute left. It's been an amazing show. I'm glad you've been on the show. But before we, say goodbye, I want to tell everybody again how they can get in contact with you, how they can follow you, find the website where they can sign up and, get training, get in the best shape of their life.
Awesome. Well, you can follow Fueled by Grit at FueledByGrit_. You can go to our website, FueledByGrit.com. You'll find a lot of information about Freedom Fit there. You can also follow my personal page. It's the Sierra Lund, VSIERRALUND. It's been awesome talking to you.
Well, I'm glad to have you on the show. And what I want to do is, within about 6 months, we get down the road, check in with you and see where your business is at, where everything is going, and how things are going with you.
Awesome. Yeah, I'd love to do that.
All right, perfect. Lucina, thank you so much for being on the show. And everyone, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the family. And remember, you are stronger than failure.
Stronger Than Failure, where we provide you with in-depth interviews with entrepreneurs on their struggles, victories, goals, and how they got started. We also give you the best tips, hacks, and information on sales, network marketing, credit, and mindset mastery. Entrepreneur and author, Danny Cole. Stronger Than Failure.